Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we cruise right along on this Saturday morning for our B and C blocks today, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation will fill our national airwaves. Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp is about to connect with us, and this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Whether you're on the move for winter travel, upcoming spring travels, or frankly, whenever you're traveling, in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. So rather than putting your investment or well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection that you need in so many ways.
Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. And when you think about what travel costs these days and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, because we all know that things can happen that none of us may expect, just do what we do. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now it's time to get to our show hotline. As Robert and I welcome back to our program, a person with his finger on the pulse of the travel world, the CEO of Signature Travel Network, Alex Sharp, for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Alex, good morning. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Is your 2024 off to a good start?
It's off to a great start. Thanks for having me.
Well, great having you here and great to hear that news. So, you know, often in these Chief Travel Leader conversations, we get into a number of macro issues happening in travel. And I'm sure we'll do that as this discussion unfolds with you, Alex. But since we're still in January and the start of the new year brings new opportunities, new ambitions, I'd love to hear, you know, if you've made any personal New Year's resolutions, and if so, what they may be, or if you have a New Year's resolution or two for Signature Travel Network, or maybe even the world of travel in general. So you can go anywhere you want.
All right. Wow. Okay, that's a big question. I would say personally, it's about enjoying every moment. I've got three kids. The last, or the youngest, is a junior in high school. So how do we enjoy those moments? How do we travel? That's what we love to do together, and we're just looking for opportunities to do more of that. So on the personal side, that would be it. On the work side, you know, our goal is always just to make travel more meaningful for customers. Travel is back. We had a record year. We're going to have another really great year. But how do we make it more meaningful? We had 1.5 million people went on vacation with us last year. How do we give them opportunities to give back while they're traveling? That's really my focus. And if I can highlight that more and more throughout this year, I think we can have a tremendous impact.
I love that, Alex. So there certainly has been a boom in travel since 2020, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. And one of the trends out of the pandemic is the popularity of home share rentals, to the point where we're seeing now even hotel brands are starting to build more extended stay properties. I'd enjoy hearing, you do have a family when you travel, if you're someone who tends to stay at hotels, or do you prefer renting a house or apartment-like property? And, you know, what are your travel advisors and members seeing in terms of the interest in home rentals?
Yeah, I'd say pre-pandemic, I didn't do much home rental, villa rental, that kind of stuff. It wasn't really on my radar. During COVID, we did a number of them personally, right? Probably 5 or 6 different times, and we loved it. And I think that is really what we're seeing overall. Our sales went through the roof during COVID because it was, you know, kind of the perception was, hey, everyone's together, it's a little safer, it's easier to be self-contained. And what the beauty is we're not seeing the kind of huge jumps year over year, but we're seeing it maintained. People didn't go back away from and say, okay, now I can get back in a hotel. Hotel sales are up big. But villa rentals, home rentals, home share, all that stuff has kept pace. I think people found another way to enjoy time together, and they're going to keep doing it, and they're just traveling more.
Yeah,
interesting.
The biggest difference for us, obviously, I love to have our money work for us, and yeah. I love the loyalty programs, and sometimes you don't get that with the home share rental properties. But again, there's a trade off there.
Somewhere
where loyalty programs are big, you know, I saw a report this week in the Wall Street Journal detailing how the use of corporate jets is back, with the usage up significantly. So, Alex, I'll have a little fun with you. You know, when you're on the move, is that via commercial jet or corporate jet first? But really, where I want to go with this, you know, we're seeing other companies out there like JSX, right? What they're offering, they're kind of this quasi between commercial and private jet service using the Embraer 135 and 145 aircraft. You know, I'd love to know if you have any thoughts on that sector that's growing. And then clearly, you know, how are you getting around?
Yeah, so I'm a commercial guy. Unfortunately, I wish there was a private jet guy, but I love these new airlines that are popping up. And look, our industry is improved every year because there are people who are going to test the boundaries, right? That are going to be disruptors, and some of these airlines are just that. We saw it years ago with more low-cost airlines, no-frills airlines, the JetBlues the way they started, and others. Now we're seeing it where it's a little bit more luxurious, a little bit more exclusive, obviously a higher price, but a good value overall as compared to chartering a jet, which I don't, we do a lot for our customers, but I don't have a lot of personal experience with. But these airlines, if it's the right route, it works great, and you're seeing people more than willing to pay the additional to have that kind of service, from an FBO versus mm-hmm. a big airport and all those conveniences. So, I hope that they're all super successful and they can add routes and grow those airlines, because I think it's a great alternative to the big commercial airlines.
Yeah, options are good for the consumer.
I agree. We're still commercial too, Alex.
I keep pushing Mary trying for the corporate, but she's saying, Robert, we're not doing that right now.
So. I kind of like the experience and the age of the commercial pilots.
Exactly.
I do. But anyway, so another very large trend coming. It was actually trending pretty high before COVID, but certainly post-COVID is health and wellness when we travel. Travelers are making this a priority. They're willing to spend big on physical and mental wellness, stress relief, yoga, clean eating, all kinds of health programs. I personally don't think we're going to see a let up in this area, Alex, anytime soon. What are you and the Signature Travel Network team experiencing in the wellness area of travel?
Well, it's such an important part of people's lives these days, right? Not just not the travel part, but just wellness, right? And everybody is looking to, you see recently, I can't look at social media and not see cold plunge pools, right? There's always something new that everybody has to do. And look, we're all looking for that little extra, right, that makes us feel better, that makes us focus a little bit better and the rest of it. And so it makes perfect sense to me that travel and well-being go hand in hand. I think folks who really value their time away, who are thoughtful about what they're doing and why they're doing it, yes, to go visit a destination and experience something brand new is high on everybody's bucket list, but at the same time, taking care of themselves, getting away from, the electronics, getting mm-hmm. away from the world for a few days to really focus on yourself and your mind space is been critical for a number of years, to your point, and is only ramping up, I think, coming out of the craziness of COVID and the craziness of this world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see a letdown at all, especially the way you see more and more resorts that are ramping up for it. So last week, Kelly Craighead with Clia, she was on the show with Mary and me, and with it being wave season, clearly it was a good time to engage with her. We just announced a big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise that we'll be doing with show partner Seabourn this October and November. For the first time ever, we're going to allow show fans to take an ocean cruise with us when they book the special offer that Seabourn has made available to our listeners. In April, though, Mary and I will be cruising with Seabourn aboard one of their new expedition cruise ships as we experience various regions of the United Kingdom with them for 14 days, and we're going to broadcast the show live from their venture ship on April 20th and 27th. I bring all that up to you because cruise in general, it's a hot area of travel. If memory serves me correct, I think before you joined Signature Network, you were with Regent, so another provider that's out there. We feel it offers some of the best value in travel these days. When you dive deeper, though, into cruise travel offerings, expedition cruises, they're one of the hottest growth areas, and they're helping to bring a different demographic. I mean, the ships are smaller. You can get into waters that big cruise ships just couldn't do it. So how much demand are you seeing for the expedition and small cruise ships, Alex?
It's a huge area of focus for us. We actually just hired a gentleman who's our now vice president of exploration, because we see such great growth in that space, not just expedition, but also land-based trekking, climbing, all those types of things, plus, safari lodges and all these other areas. But expedition cruising is huge right now. And, I look at it, it's complex. I think from an advisor perspective, where we can really bring value is, Antarctica and all the different product that's available there, there's differences. How geeked out do you want to get on science? You know, how much luxury are you looking for in the process? How many landings do you want to do? Because the size of the ship matters as it relates to that.
Right.
Are helicopters and submersibles what's most important? But you have the poles, right? You have the North Pole and the South Pole, the Arctic and the Antarctic, which are kind of the common areas. But then you have all these ships that have 6 months in between. They have to figure out what to do with their ships. And that's where I see the creativity. You're talking about up in the British Isles. There's folks that are, you know, they were doing, you know, Russia Far East at one point, right?
Right. Alex, we're going to hold you on that, if you just don't mind, because we're coming up on a hard break. So we're going to pick up with that one as soon as we come back. But I'm going to ask you just to stay, and we will continue this conversation with you after the break. So you can do that with us?
Super.
Okay, great. We'll pick this up. Folks, as we're going to give the reins back to Bobby down there in Dallas so he can run some important sponsor messages for us. 80% of today's January 20th broadcast is still to come. We're going to continue this conversation with Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp. After the break, stay with us. Don't touch that channel.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Barry and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. Thanks for staying with us through that bottom of the hour break. If you're just tuning in, well, you've missed two strong segments to start today's show, and we're continuing our Chief Travel Leader conversation with Signature Network CEO Alex Sharp. Mary, let's get back to that show hotline.
Robert, let's do just that. Alex, thanks for staying with us through the break. And we were talking about expedition cruising, and you were talking about all the other areas in the world these ships are going now. Any final thoughts on expedition cruising?
Yeah, I just think that it's amazing to think of the breadth of product that they have available between the poles, right, and all the different ways to experience some of the same ports, but in a deeper, more intimate way. So lots of fun product out there in that space, and we're exploring it all.
Okay, great. So, Alex, in our opening A block, we shared results from the latest travel polls that are up on our website. And for the question asking, what major issue do you think could impact your travels in 2024, world strife or conflicts came in first with 30% of the vote, followed by job status, the economy a close second, and then family schedules, the election, and other items. Are there any issues or one particular issue that you're really keeping an eye on that could impact travel in 2024 and thus potentially operations at Signature?
Yeah, I think, you know, this industry is more impacted by outside influences than any other industry I can think of. When people ask me, you know, when during the pandemic, when are we going to get back to normal? What's the new normal? This is it, right? The world is not always easy. So whether it be a volcano in Iceland, and by the way, if it's a regular volcano, it's fine, but if it breaks through the ice and creates the smoke, we might have an airline shutdown like we did back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict these things, but I do think, you know, looking at what's going on in Israel, looking at what's going on in Russia, what it does is it makes our world a little bit smaller. And that's the sad part, but we just have to get more creative, dig deeper into the destinations that we're visiting, and get to know those even more until there's a time when we can get back to those other areas. So it's just part of it, whether it's cruise ships that can move around or whether it's hotels that, you know, we have to kind of plan ahead and understand where the right places to go are. It's what travel advisors do. And it's in my mind, it's what really provides the value that a travel advisor brings to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, taking a completely different direction. You know, last week we had Kirk Knutson here with us reporting about CES and the latest travel and tech. Clearly, we'll all be experiencing more and more AI in our future. This week, the Samsung Galaxy S4 is out. It's going to incorporate AI for the first time on a major way into a smartphone. So, you know, travel and technology have always been intertwined. I'd love to hear from you about, you know, what you're being told from your partners and your members, Alex, regarding what they need or what they think they want from a tech standpoint, and what's your take on the role AI will play for folks within the travel industry and the traveling public as we move forward?
Yeah, I think the initial thinking of travel advisors in any industry is kind of like, oh no, is tech going to take my job? And I think it's pretty clear that that's not going to happen, but what it will do is make us far more effective at our job, efficient and effective. And so, you know, some of the challenges of AI right now are the information getting back. Where are we getting it from? And so we're working on some solutions internally to kind of corral the right information so that our AI is working against stuff that's trusted sources, right, of information, not just the big World Wide Web and anything that happens to be on there. So I think that we can really help our advisors and thus their customers be more effective and efficient in serving them and giving them the right information, along with the personal touch, which is always going to be a critical element as you put the, you know, the right trip together for someone. So I'm excited about it. We're embracing it. We're investing in it. And I think it will make us all better for it.
All right. Alex, is there, before we conclude today, is there one signature travel network happening that you want to share with everyone out there, or something you're particularly excited about for 2024?
I go back to my opening piece, which is, you know, I think our nonprofit Travel Elevates is providing travelers and advisors many examples of things they can do to impact their own travel while they're on the road, right? And I think when we do that, not only does it make the world a better place, but I think that it really allows people to understand and get under the skin of destinations. And that enhances travel and will make people want to travel more and more in the future. So that's what we're focused on.
As you said, when I asked you as far as resolutions, and I think that it's a good one for this year, it could be a good one for any time. Enjoy the moment, personally. And from a business standpoint, you know, make travel more meaningful. I mean, which is something that we all want to do. I know, listen, just last year you did that in Maui. You were there. Mary and I were there 2 weeks after you guys in September. We'll be back this year because we want to continue to keep all of those people, you know, in the spotlight and get them back. But making travel more meaningful is why we all do this. So, folks, that voice that you've been hearing, and that is Alex Sharp. He is the CEO of Signature Travel Network. And for all things travel, well, you can visit their website. It's very easy, signaturetravelnetwork.com. Alex, we always appreciate your time. We enjoy these check-ins with you and your candor. You always bring it, which is something that we can't thank you enough for. So best wishes to you and the Signature Travel Network team for a strong 2024.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thanks, Alex. Take care.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it, everyone. Share your comments with us on what Alex had to say. You just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on Contact Us. By the way, when you're on our show website, don't forget to vote in the latest travel polls that we always have up there. We love hearing from you. Or catch any or all of this live broadcast once it's been archived after being transmitted via satellite to our now 570 weekly radio stations across the USA. Bobby usually has it up there for us by about 2 p.m. Eastern time on Saturdays.
All right, the destination spotlight is still ahead this hour as we focus on Lake Tahoe. But up next, the chief pilot of the Goodyear Airship, or Blimp, as most of us call it, will be here. The show is coming back in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.